This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum is with the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia, online at millercenter.org, and they always have lots of good stuff going on at the Miller Center, and George joins us once a month to keep us updated about what in the world is going on at the Miller Center. And April is jam-packed. I took a look at the schedule. It's just, there's so much going on. I don't see how you keep up with it, to be honest with you.
We fake it.
How are you?
I'm very well.
What was I know you're a big basketball fan of UVA, the Cavaliers. What was your thoughts about the news breaking, the big announcement, official announcement tomorrow at 1 o'clock? Tony Bennett from Washington State, is that it?
I had lunch today with a student of mine who is a football player on the football team. And I said, you know, I've never played any sport, even, you know, beyond the high school level. And I have no idea what's going on, but I would have thought that some East Coast connection with the scouting, the recruiting, the development of players, the development of relationships with high school coaches and so on would be important. And so I was kind of surprised. And then I read today in the paper that Tony Bennett has got deep connections in Charlotte. And through Charlotte has a lot of East Coast connections. And so there may be more there than many of us realize. Craig Littlepage is a very smart guy. And he knows that this is perhaps the most important hire of his career.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think he's confident, and I have a lot of confidence in Craig Littlepage. So
wouldn't it be something if they hired this kid? I call him a kid, but this kid who comes in just a few years younger than me, if he came in, got some good recruits, started winning some basketball games. Oh, I tell you what, it would just be something.
He's been compared to Mike Krzyzewski, and Mike Krzyzewski had a couple of very rough seasons at Duke when he got started. Everybody was screaming for his head. We remember that, and he's gone on to be very successful. What do I know? I do politics.
Speaking of politics, we've got a lot of good things going on at the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. Give us an idea of some things we can look forward to.
Well, we have spent a lot of time this year, as everybody has, focusing on what's going on in the Middle East. And one of the real sound authorities on the Middle East is Patrick Tyler, who was the New York Times Baghdad chief at the beginning of the war. He spent much of his career writing about either China or the Middle East. And Patrick Tyler will be here on Monday, April 6th at 5:30. Now, I want to emphasize that he's going to be here at 5:30 because we have a lot of our programs at 11 in the morning. And people who work say, gosh, great programs, but we just can't get there. And I, well, take your lunch hour then. Well, I can't do that. So we schedule a certain number of programs now at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
And we hope people will come. He is very good on the Middle East and on China. And I expect it'll be a great conversation. And then the following Friday, April 10th, just a week from now, one of my colleagues in the history department, Brian Ballow, who's a professor of history at the University of Virginia, teaches basically 20th century U.S. history. But what he has been interested in looking at is how new is big government? How new is government that is extremely influential in our lives? And so many people say, oh, gosh, life used to be so much simpler back in the 1800s, back when government was small and not much of a factor. So Brian has just written a book that is extraordinary called A Government Out of Sight, The Mystery of National Authority in 19th Century America, that argues that in many respects, government was more influential in the economy in the 19th century than it is today. With the Louisiana Purchase, we double the size of the country, and the Alaska Purchase and all the other acquisitions and wars that we went through where we expanded our land, and then we opened it up to settlers. And the national government, in effect, financed the railroads and financed the land-grant colleges and financed pensions for Civil War soldiers. And so all these things were happening that were extremely important to this young, immature country, and we've lost sight of it. So Brian's book and his talk will...
What a great thesis.
Yeah, will call attention to the fact that we really have been a lot more dependent on government for a lot longer than many of us would like to admit. China...
And that's again when? When is that?
That is going to be Friday, April 10th.
Okay.
On April 13th, which is Monday, we go back to thinking about China. And Brantley Womack, who is right here at the University of Virginia in the politics department, is one of the real authorities on modern China. And his talk is going to be called China Between Region and World. And anybody who wants to know, you know, where the world economy is going needs to know about China.
Yeah, amen.
The very next day, Tuesday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Warren Christopher, who was the 63rd...
He's coming to Charlottesville?
...Secretary of State...
Wow.
...is going to be at the Miller Center for
Fantastic.
A conversation with my boss, Governor, former Virginia Governor Gerald Baliles. Warren Christopher co-chaired with James Baker a commission that we... started and underwrote for the last year on the war powers of the president. A lot of back and forth about the relative powers of the president mm-hmm. and the Congress.
Yeah.
And we felt it was very important that this be bipartisan, that a prominent Democrat Secretary of State who'd work with the issues and a prominent Republican Secretary of State who'd work with these issues co-chaired it. And they did, and they've come up with a great set of recommendations that President Obama has embraced. Presently at the congressional hearing stage, so we're hoping that there will be some solutions to the problem. One of the real big problems is how do we get all these cars that are driving around the country, how do we make them sustainable, both in terms of fuel and also in terms of all the stuff that's in the cars? And we're very fortunate that Deborah Gordon, who has worked on energy policy at several levels and on transportation policy on both the state and federal level, is going to be here on Monday, April 20th, to present a talk called 2 Billion Cars Driving Towards Sustainability. And then one of my favorite people, on Friday, April 24th, Todd Purdom. Todd used to be the White House reporter. He actually married President Clinton's press secretary, D.D. Myers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Todd Purdom is now the national editor and political correspondent for Vanity Fair, and he's going to be here to talk about the first 100 days. It seems like
an
appropriate time to do a reckoning
on yeah,
the first
yeah.
100 days of the Obama administration. And then one of the real big draws that we will have this spring— On Monday, April 27th, Chris Matthews.
The Chris Matthews.
The Chris Matthews will be here at 11 in the morning. Now, as soon as we put out our monthly mailer and people heard that Chris Matthews was going to be here, people love to see somebody who they've seen on television.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of really substantive people who are no names. And we get a good crowd for them, but you get somebody who's been on television. Everybody wants to come see him.
Well, he's been in their living rooms, in their bedrooms, in their kitchens.
They know him intimately.
Yeah.
So Chris will be here, and what we have been telling people is that we do not reserve seats. Everything at the Miller Center is free, requires no advance registration, and it's first come, first serve. And most of the time, if you get there 30 minutes before a forum, you can get up a good seat. When somebody like Chris Matthews is going to be there, he'll be there at 11 in the morning. There will be people there when we open the doors at 9 o'clock.
Wow, really?
Yes.
So, camping out for Chris Matthews.
Only twice have we actually had to turn people away because of fire code considerations.
And you might have to do that.
Chris Matthews will draw a big crowd.
Yeah,
he's well known. He's a smart guy and he has a big audience. So I think he'll get a.
Wasn't there rumors that he was going to run for Senate?
Well, he thought about it and then he said he wouldn't. He was going to run in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and You know, he's had some health issues over the years, and I think for a variety of reasons he decided not to do it, but I'm sure somebody will ask that question.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center of Public Affairs. You can learn more online and see this complete calendar at millercenter.org. Now, again, the Chris Matthews date is
Monday, April 27 at 11 a.m. and get there early.
And get there early. Yeah.
You know,
Because you close the doors when it starts so you don't disturb them. But then there's seating outside the doors and you can watch it on a monitor.
Yes, we have three overflow rooms that are served by big screen TV. Also, everything we do is webcast. It's webcast live. So just go to millercenter.org. And it's a good, we've recently gotten all high def cameras. I mean, it's a very good production. So if you can't get out to the Miller Center for any of our events, watch it online. We also archive everything. So generally 2 days after we present something, it's online. You can go there. If you've got insomnia at 2 a.m,
you can watch that.
You can watch it.
That speaker that you had wanted to see and couldn't get over to. What do we know that Chris Matthews is going to be talking about?
Well, Chris will talk about whatever he wants to. You invite somebody like Chris Matthews. You don't dictate what they're going
right.
to say.
You just turn on the mic.
You turn on the mic. Chris is a very experienced talker. Never known him to be at a loss for words.
Yeah.
The following day, on April 28th, this is why we do have a loaded month, on April 28th at 5:30, William Baker, who is the president of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, is going to be here to talk about Saving the Bay, the greatest fight for clean water this nation has ever seen. You know, in Virginia, we all understand the importance of the Chesapeake Bay. In so many respects, he has led a national, really a global effort to bring attention to the need to save the bay and the fish and the wildlife and the marine life that feeds off the bay. And so it should be a very interesting talk. We are co-hosting that with the League of Women Voters. And we're delighted to be partnering with the League of Women Voters. They like we, are scrupulously nonpartisan, and we try to present the best people, the most knowledgeable, the best informed people, speaking about current affairs, things that are of interest. And this is a very important topic.
Absolutely. George Gillum is with the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org. And before we get any more, and I know there's debates going on this year as well, we can talk about that. I just want to say thank you as a member of this community for your efforts to program more about China, because I'm just one of those people that thinks that at this point in America, the more we know and understand and unpack myths and demystify China in all its aspects, the better off we will all be, because it truly is for so many Americans, it's just a black hole. They could find it on a map, hopefully, you know, but when it gets to really understanding how it works, there's just so many misconceptions and myths and people just aren't well informed, I don't think.
Well, we have a very strong faculty at the University of Virginia in China, on China studies, and but actually, I have got to give credit to my youngest daughter, Caroline, who, when in her first week at college, just kind of wandered into a basic Chinese class because she thought it might be cool. And she loved it. And she went crazy over it. And she spent 2 summers in China. And
wow.
She's getting ready to go to graduate school to work on China policy. So she's...
Wow. Gosh, I didn't know that, George.
It's grabbed
That's
her.
Really impressive.
It's grabbed her. And she has very much raised our family's awareness of things Chinese. And she's getting married on May 23rd to a...
Congratulations.
West Point grad who she met in China at language school.
There you go. Wow. Well, that's impressive. Well, you got a wonderful spring coming up. That's
so
very exciting.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Now, what is the latest on the debates this year?
Well, the debates have been great. We had a debate in February at the meeting of the National Governors Association. I think we had 45 of 50 sitting governors in the audience. And we had two governors, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ed Rendell, debating over who's going to pay for infrastructure needs, the big issue in the budget, of course. And then last week, we had the second in this year's season In Washington, D.C., we had Martin Indyk, former ambassador to Israel, and Elliot Abrams, former deputy undersecretary of state for Middle Eastern affairs, debating what we ought to do about Iran. Can we tolerate a nuclear Iran? In 2 weeks, at the Library of Congress, we have Julian Bond and Lee Bollinger, the president of Columbia University, debating whether or not affirmative action should focus on wealth and class or race and ethnicity.
Interesting.
And that should be a very interesting debate.
Yeah,
We're doing it at the Library of Congress because they hold the NAACP papers. It's been so central to the fight over affirmative action.
Of course, yeah.
Based on race. Then we're going to have the final debate is going to be here in Charlottesville in May. It is going to be on the resolution that we're going to debate is resolved. America must end its dependence on carbon-based fuels. And we have Christy Todd Whitman, the former governor of New Jersey.
Of course.
And EPA commissioner.
Been on this program many times, yeah.
Christy Whitman, James Woolsey, who was director of the CIA, John Podesta, who was chief of staff for the president, and a woman from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So we will have, I think, a robust debate.
Indeed. That sounds great. George, thank you so much for being here. We always look forward to you stopping by. And again, folks can get this complete schedule of events hosted by the Miller Center online at millercenter.org. All the events coming up here in April. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.